So you weren't late, Sheriff. You just thought you were. This is the December the 14th, 2007 regular session of the Upshur County Commissioners Court. We'll start with a few moments of silence and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
First item on the agenda today is our public comment. Mr. McFadden, did you want to speak?
I was just want to know the specific difference with the road. A lot of folks out in Glenwood area doesn't understand the difference as well as myself in between the road and bridge superintendent now and the county commissioner's position of the maintenance of the road. And we'd like some clarification.
Okay.
We have some things that need to be done. It doesn't seem like it's getting done. And we would like to tell the county why, which way we need to do it.
If you'll talk to Mr. Crendon, then he'll help you out, and he can meet with Mr. Pendarvis and see what needs to be done and what they can get done. These days, under the unit road system, it takes an order by the court or action by the court in order to, if there's something that Mr. Crendon would like to get done in your precinct, but Mr. Pendarvis disagrees, then at that point it would be up to the commissioner's court to make that kind of decision. But Mr. Pendarvis runs the road department. He's in charge of it, and he acts independently. The commissioner's court hires him. And
I agree on the very independent part.
Okay. But if you have the opportunity to visit with Mr. Crendon, and if at some point you need to come back to court, that'll be fine.
I've got issues back for a year, but the main one is almost 3 months now. And my land's still deteriorating.
Okay. We have Mr. Tab Bell with us today. He's with the Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority, and he needs to give us a little report.
Thank you, Judge. Commissioner, good morning. My name is Tab Bell. I'm with the Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority. Upshur County does have a board member, Mr. David Stevenson, but he wasn't able to make the meeting today, so I'm making the presentation. An open forum, because this is not an action item, no action required to make a commissioner's court, but by statute, the Regional Mobility Authority is required to make a presentation or an annual report to our board members every year, so here I am. The report has a cover letter from our chairman, Jeff Austin, and the authority. Behind tab A is our budget for the last fiscal year. It shows what we budgeted and then what we've projected for the coming year. Behind tab B is a five-year budget, and that's really kind of crystal ball stuff. As y'all can imagine, you can't set a tax rate 5 years down the road, and we can't project what our revenue and expenses are going to be 5 years down the road. So it's a five-year plan, what we hope to be doing, but a lot of it depends upon, I guess, Austin and TxDOT be able to provide us some of the financial resources to do what we do. Behind tab C is a listing of all the different member counties in the Mobility Authority and what they've done to rank their individual projects. If you look about, it's in alphabetical order, so if you look about three pages from the end, that's where Upshur County would be. What I'm saying is. There, it's out of order. It's ahead of Smith County. Y'all probably prefer it that way. And you need a magnifying glass to look at it because there's a lot of columns. But what they've done is identify between the TxDOT district and then, I guess, Jeff Fowler, they've ranked the five projects that Upshur County deems to be your highest priorities for transportation. Your highest priority is construction of US 271 from Highway 155 south of Gilmer to the Gregg County line to upgrade that to a standard four-lane divided highway. That's been identified as y'all's highest priority for roads. Number two priority is State Highway 154 from east of 271 in Gilmer to the Harrison County line to make improvements and accommodate growth in the southeastern part of Upshur County. You need to follow on down to see the additional priorities and projects. Clearly, if over time y'all decide that, you know, what's listed now as your number five priority needs to be moved up to number two or number three or number one,
yeah,
that's y'all's decision. This is really a statement of what we've been advised is y'all's designation of your highest priorities for road transportation. I want to indicate that although roads seem to be and highways seem to be our most public venue, we also are able to do rail and freight. And I know that there's been a lot of discussions about the railroad that kind of parallels 155 between Gilmer and Tyler and some of the needs for repairs and maintenance and, you know, around the Pritchett area. And so that can be something that we can identify as a priority for Upshur County and work with the appropriate authorities on rail issues. We're not limited to ground transportation on the highways. Similarly, we can do air. Longview, Gregg County, the airport over there is a regional free trade zone. We're working with Gregg County to see about getting access to both road, rail, and air in the airport, and it would be the only, the second foreign trade zone in the country to have all three modes of transportation into one foreign trade zone. So, long story short, we do have that flexibility, but these are the projects that have been identified. Behind tab number D are some maps that show, I guess, some illustrations. These are, again, in alphabet order. Upshur County is the third from the end. And here they've highlighted those same five projects that I mentioned behind tab number C. They're just highlighted here on the map. So again, you can see what projects you've got. Now there's one that kind of comes through the bottom of the map up into the southern edge of Upshur County and extends east through Gregg and Harrison County. That's kind of what we're calling our flagship project, the Hourglass Project. The Mobility Authority was started with an outer loop around Tyler, Loop 49. And as Gregg County joined, we transitioned into a program to have it loop around the north side of Longview and then head east either to US 59 or east to the Trans-Texas Corridor, which is the governor's project, if that ever gets funded. So this is an overview of our annual report. It has our address on the letterhead and a cover letter from Chairman Austin. I guess my message to you is that the Mobility Authority and the state of Texas and the county are all in the same boat. We have a lot more needs than we have dollars and funds to provide these needs. But our whole genesis, our whole idea is that we believe the Mobility Authority as a 17-county organization has more clout, if you will, when we go to Austin and say we need funding to get these projects approved than if a single county goes to Austin and makes that same request. So like for 154 going east, that project, if just Upshur County goes to the TxDOT or the people in Austin, you're just a one-county organization. But if the RMA goes and makes that pitch and we have 17 member counties behind us, we're kind of like a cog, just limited to transportation. And so from that standpoint, we think we have a better and a stronger voice in Austin to get some of our projects done. But that doesn't mean that, as our chairman says, there's not a road tooth fairy that brings us a lot of money. We don't have any more money. We just have more resources, more, if you will, political clout. So anyway, I'd be happy to answer some questions about the Mobility Authority, what we're doing. Mr. Stevenson extends his apologies for not being here, but I'm happy to answer any question you might have. Otherwise, I'm just here because we're required by law to make this presentation.
is this high-speed rail corridor study going on today?
Well, there's a high-speed rail. There's the two CODs, the Dallas Area COD and the East Texas COD, signed a resolution approving high-speed rail from Dallas all the way to Shreveport. I can't answer your question as to how specifically far along it is. It is something that's in discussions, but at this point it's lacking funding, and so it's an idea that we'd like to see move forward. But like most of our projects, it's an idea that hasn't been funded.
Is that part of the study that East Texas Regional Steering Committee proposed, or is that how?
Yes, sir.
If the TTC happens to fail, how's that going to affect these projects here?
It won't. Our objective is to try to assist the TTC project if it succeeds or if it gets financial approval and all the political hurdles they have to go through. We want to be a player in that process, but it doesn't affect our funding. Other than, theoretically, if dollars go to the TTC project, there's less dollars available for our projects. But we're not involved in that other than maybe a resource for that portion of the project that might be coming from the RMA and these techniques in general. So.
You don't really anticipate that will get approved, do you?
No, sir.
Okay.
Got a lot of political hurdles in there.
From 175 south. To Great County Line, which is just outside of Gladewater.
And these, of course, are just stated priorities. Y'all are free to reevaluate on an annual basis, but that's what we've identified thus far.
Well, Tab, we appreciate you being here and your service on that board. We appreciate David Stevenson, too.
He's a good man.
Y'all know if y'all ever need any questions, you could call David and he'd.
We have a board meeting next Wednesday in Texarkana. We rotate every meeting is in a different county. We've met in another county. Our next one is next Wednesday, so if y'all think of something between now and then, contact Mr. Stevenson or me or our chairman, Austin, and at our board meeting next Wednesday, we can discuss anything that comes up. Y'all have a chance to look through these and have some questions. Time is right to pass those questions along.
Thanks, Tab.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Item 2 on the agenda is to consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item B is the payroll.
Motion to approve.
Before you do that, we have the one where we did the IRS. That y'all voted on last time, and we have our regular payroll, so both of those will be signed as separate items.
Okay.
And that's about that.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments. We don't have any budget amendments today. Item C doesn't require any action. Item D is accounts payable.
Got some questions, Judge. Page 6 on the Sheriff's Department. This 7th copy I know that we were buying for the Sheriff. Is that a replacement for one that was wrecked? Is that what it was? Okay. And also on Roden Bridge, page 8. This bill here for trash service for IESI. Are we not using sanitation solutions out there also? There's a bill for trash service on here. What is IESI? I thought we were contracted with sanitation solutions.
No, we're a different deal out there. I don't know why, but that's the way it is.
Judge, I thought they had the contract with the county. Any reason why we've got another service is picking up somewhere else? Do you know?
I don't know.
Probably just knew it had been changed.
Well, is sanitation, you know, takes solutions picking up out there also, or just
here?
No, it's at Precinct Barn, Precinct 4, and Precinct 3, out there at the dumpster in the shadow. They've been there for a long time. Same people been picking them up and using.
How could that happen after we went through a contract with another contract director to do the service in the county?
I don't know. Maybe you should look into it and find out.
I mean, I don't have a problem paying these people, but I think if we've already contracted one provider.
I've not been on the contract because it's been years.
Maybe we had a contract with them that he's going to run out at some point. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know.
But you've been using that service ever since you've been an administrator?
Oh, yeah. Before then.
And also over here on page, actually back to this, it's page 1 on emergency management.
That's what you're going to be talking about.
Well, it's just one line over here. It's like three pages from,
yes,
sorry, it's about five
right.
pages
that's
from
all
the back.
Yes, that's all for the doctor from where you're going.
Transfer $63,000.
The FEMA money that came in from Reaver, FEMA.
From that 17.
And we had originally put it into Fund 46. We had reimbursement, so we would have Fund 10.
It's sitting in an account, Mike.
So it's in the direct interest now. We're
okay.
In the
so this is just going into an account, what this is doing?
It's sitting there as an unbudgeted revenue to be utilized later in the year.
Okay. Is this money we talked about previously to dedicate Factory Road and Bridge for the expenses
this,
that they were on?
No, I believe that was.
All I'm doing is alerting the commission report that I'm moving from 46 to Fund 10 in the interest-bearing account.
Okay, so you just moved it around with
that. That's all we did. That's all it
said emergency 1709, and that's not all the money, I don't believe. That's what's come in so far. And I believe there was supposed to be 79,000 or a little bit more than 63. It's a little over 63. But it's sitting in an account that's not making any money or anything. And we talked about it. And he gave me something in writing. And then. We thought we needed to do a check on it to show it instead of just moving it like I do my payroll money and everything that y'all need to know, be aware of it. And then y'all can designate whatever.
Move to approve. Accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to auditor's reports, treasurer's monthly report, oaths, deputations, certificates.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the recording of those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
They are recorded. Item F for JP Technology Fund expenditures.
This project upgrades their computers and their phone system together. I don't know if I pointed that out earlier when I was in the commissioners, but that is the equipment for both the computer and the phone, not just phones. And also, there's one part on here Lyle asked me to ask for on the video magistrate, where we would have a webcam for a computer in his office and one in the jail in this $40 program, and he would magistrate the in the jail, the prisoners would never have to come up, or he'd never have to go down.
Okay.
And that's a very inexpensive. He found this through one of his other JPs or something, that this type program, and said it works well.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is this all JP Technology funds?
Yes. The 2274, Gary came up with that percentage of that AFCOM bill on percentage of the phones accessible to it that would be just for the JPs. We have to have a switch and a router in each building in order for the computer and phone to work right. And it is working in Roden Bridge. We got it up and going yesterday. It's working fine. Their internet's faster than what it was because it's routing it right now. So it's working. I know, I can guarantee you that it will work. And we can do away with the phone.
Is that not what the $2,000 that we approved at the last meeting was?
That was for one of the switches. I included that in here. See, I put it, you already approved. I wasn't aware.
Because you said switches last time, and so
there's switches. That's the same two switches. I haven't ordered two more.
Okay.
It's the same two switches.
Okay.
And I had to have two routers also. I wasn't aware I had to have the routers at that last board meeting.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the JP Technology Fund expenditures. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Thanks, Carmen. Item G, your applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 3 is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes and take action.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mike.
We started off with 6 bids. Two of them have already been rejected by other jurisdictions, and one of them withdrawn, so we're down to 3. The first one I have is a Strad. Shortcut is a lot located at 912 Cypress Street, a lot and house. The appraisal district has it valued at $21,980. We struck it all at $12,647.14. I have a bid for $1,000.
I move to reject.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to reject the bid of $1,000 on the lot located at 912 Cypress. Those in favor of rejecting that bid?
Aye.
It's rejected.
Yes. The next property I have is located in Glenwood Acres. I'll try to shortcut this one too. It's a double wide mobile home located on a piece of property that we've already sold to another landowner. Basically, the landowner wants to buy it and dispose of it. We show it to be, the appraisal district shows it to be valued at $2,400. We struck it off for $3,999.95. We have a bid for, this makes it $100 for them for the property. Are there any questions?
Smith, the court previously took action to dispose of this property several meetings back, so at this time I recommend there's no action necessary on this.
Somebody has to do something about the tax liability. You can't just vote to dispose of a taxable property.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Judge, what we forego the county's portion of tax, is that what it was?
I know we had voted to, the court at one point had voted to allow somebody to, they had come to us and the schools and asked us if they could just remove the mobile home. Because it's basically fallen in. And
can I get a letter? I need some legal way to dispose of the taxable.
Okay.
I've got a property with a tax lien on the tax roll that I need some legal recourse to do something with. We also, and you say in the school and the fire district also?
I know the school did, but I, did you, did the school do it too?
Right, if
the school did, yes, sir. I talked to Mr. Darby with the fire district the other day. They were going to meet on Tuesday, I believe, on Tuesday evening. He had been in contact with me previously when we originally discussed this. And if I'm not mistaken, he said that they agreed also, but they also was going to need a letter of some sort. And I talked to him on Tuesday, and he said he's going to bring it back up before the fire district, and he'd get back with me.
I'll find that court date when we did that, and I'll write you a letter.
Maybe some kind of legal documents dispose of it.
Okay. Good deal.
Okay, the next property I have is described as 5.35 acres, more or less, out of the bullet survey, abstract 27. Located in Commissioner Precinct 1 off of Bob Link. The appraisal district shows it valued at $30,800. It was struck off for $16,264.39. I have a bid for $10,500.
Motion to accept the bid.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to accept the bid of $10,500. On the 5.35 acres out of the Jesse T. Bullock. Those in favor?
Are you familiar with Bob Lane?
You know Bob Lane?
Yeah. It's all just off Bob Lane.
Just off Bob Lane.
Yeah, pretty good. That concludes my business, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Do we need to sign it?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We're not going to discuss it, but just in case it comes back up, this...
go ahead, I'm sorry.
This that you've got in Precinct 3, Glenn and I looked at it, and that's going to be in Precinct 4.
Yeah, but it got rejected.
Well, I know, but I thought you could just change it back over so that next time you'd have it.
Yeah, Elaine apparently didn't read that right, but I will make sure.
Item 4 is to discuss and take action on insurance reimbursement for road and bridge in the Sheriff's Office.
These are two insurance checks we received back for stolen radio out of road and bridge vehicle, stolen radio, and damage on a tree, the John County vehicle. I'm recommending they were credited back to the line item that these expenses came out. One for $181 for the radio and $717 for the damage on the vehicle.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve the placement of the money back in the budget as recommended by the auditor. Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 5 is to discuss and take action to change the December 31, 2007 Commissioner's Court meeting to December the 28th, 2007. And as I was preparing the agenda, the little judge asked me if she looked at that date and she said, you know, that 31st is on Monday and the next day is the holiday. And she said, you might want to just ask commissioners what they want to do. So I thought I'd put it on the agenda and see what y'all's
pushing. I don't have a problem with moving it to that. I move it back to the 28th, but I think we probably need to keep the payroll the same and leave the payroll for the 31st to help the treasurer's office.
We can move payroll too, can't we?
I would like to. No, you cannot.
We can't.
No.
Why?
It's too much trouble. We have.
We always get paid in February, and there's only 28 days in it.
Okay, now when that's gonna be paid. Really, we have holidays.
29.
We only have 1 week to get in 200 something timesheets.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crabtree to change the date of the next Commissioner's Court meeting to December the 28th, and payroll will remain on the 31st. And well, we need to approve accounts payable on the 28th. But yeah, you can pay them on the 31st. Those in favor?
Matter to me.
On the 28th, we will approve accounts payable and we'll approve payroll, but they won't actually be, the checks won't be cut until the 31st.
No, so you're not going to meet on the 31st, yeah?
No. Item 6 is to discuss and take action to allow Gilmer ISD to hold the pep rally on the courthouse lawn this evening at 6 p.m. and they decided that they're going to have a crowd, so they'd rather be at the football stadium tonight. So that doesn't require any action. Item 7 is to discuss and take action to approve an interlocal agreement between Upshur County and the City of Big Sandy concerning East Grove Street. And what this does, Commissioner Crabtree worked hard on this and to ensure that the county gets paid back for any work that we do down there on East Grove Street. We're going to complete this road for Big Sandy, but then they're going to be reimbursed by TxDOT. And Commissioner Crabtree wanted to make sure that when the reimbursement from TxDOT came, that the county got it. So that's what this interlocal agreement's all about.
Move to approve.
Second.
That's going to be $63,000 plus is what the county will get.
Right. Right. We'll have to spend the money to build the road, but then
now
we're going to get this money back from Big Sandy.
Let's go back in the road and bridge fund.
Mm-hmm. Now, a while ago we was discussing this, and I was thinking about it. The FEMA money that we got in, if we put that, if we make a budget amendment and move that over in the road and bridge, so that they can basically use that money until we get to TxDOT reimbursement back, is there any reason that we can't do that? And then right, and then when we get the money back from TxDOT, then we can basically allocate it wherever we want to put it.
That can be discussed at the next meeting.
We could also allow that money to we could allow those road and bridge accounts to go into the red too if we had to, but
we can take money out of road and bridge and use it up. Uh-huh. And then if we come to a point in time where we're short on funds, then we can take that unbudgeted revenue and move it over.
Would it not just be just as simple just to make a budget amendment and move it? To keep it from being in red? I don't think $63,000 at this point in the year is going to put it in the red, but at what point in time will the reimbursement come? You know, we don't know. Well,
I was going to put some of it back in the facilities.
Right. Yeah, I know that there's. Can we say that? Yeah, we can say that. That's not discussing something. It's on the, it's not on the agenda, but.
You're talking about budget amendments, so you're okay.
Okay, so we've got, I know that we don't have enough money in facility improvements to put the new roof on the courthouse. And so a portion of that money I feel like we'll put in facility improvements to pay for the roof. And so, okay, I guess we'll see. We should get started.
Let's make sure the record's clear, though. There was sufficient money in the facilities improvements to build this roof,
right,
or repair this roof.
We had an emergency.
However, we had an emergency repair that was in excess of $35,000, and so we didn't expect.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we'll just deal with it when we get there?
We'll deal with it when we get there.
Okay.
Is this a project that's going to start next year?
As soon as we get this done, this is the last document that we've got. This is the road. We approved it a year ago for the road and bridge to build an extension from where they closed the railroad track off over to Highway 80. And it's just been, it took a long time to get all the TxDOT and the railroad and the city and everything all together so that we could get started on it. But
so this will be the last step here?
This should make it to where we can start on it after we sign this. They had different ways that they could do it. They could submit the whole thing, the whole reimbursement at the end of the project, or they can ask for a reimbursement at every $25,000 stage. And they're getting, $200,000 or something. So they're also doing some projects around town. And so I expect it'll come in stages.
Okay, but we can expect it coming within this fiscal year?
I would certainly think so, yes.
This $63,930, that's what it's going to cost the county to pick up.
That's the figure that Bubba and I came up with, and mostly Bubba because he was the guy that was in the know about it. So
the bottom line is that it's heading to the reimbursing $3,931 tax dollars, which will return reimburse the county for that amount for building an extension of East Grove.
Right. And that should be a total reimbursement. The county will be at the time that they worked, but the reimbursement should pay for all the equipment, all the man hours, fuel. It's supposed to pay for everything.
Any other discussion? Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the interlocal agreement with Big Sandy. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Glenn.
Don't even start.
Do what?
Fathers is getting a road and bridge plan. Discussed.